A healing lodge on Garden River First Nation territory is currently being occupied by members of what's been referred to as the Freedom Movement. Garden River First Nation posted a notice to its Facebook account on Friday to recommend members stay away from the Dan Pine Healing Lodge for health and safety reasons. As many other communities have publicly stated, our own leadership has also condemned what is happening in and around this country in terms of the Freedom Movement, said Garden River First Nation in the notice on its Facebook page. The ceremonial fire that burns at the Healing Lodge at this time originated from outside of our community, which has many of our citizens feeling uncomfortable. Sue today reached out to Chief Andy Rickard by email on Saturday but did not receive an immediate response for this story. According to the notice, the Dan Pine Healing Lodge was occupied on Wednesday by some band members, as well as by individuals not from the community, resulting in the interruption of programs and services. These individuals were permitted entry to the lodge using fabricated information to book an appointment with staff, said the notice. We are not aware of their health status, which poses a safety concern to all staff and vulnerable clients who attend the lodge for healing and support service. Honesty is a very sacred component to the grandfather teachings, which has not been shown throughout this entire time along with many of the other guiding principles, said Garden River First Nation in the notice. Chief and council will not tolerate any activities that do not go through the proper process and protocols and will address the situation with those individuals accordingly. The notice said the individuals occupying the lodge have indicated they will be leaving on Sunday. The Healing Lodge was opened in 2016, 25 years after work first began by now-deceased Elder Dan Pine. The site is sacred to members of the First Nation and maintained as a place of healing. Many people have entered those doors over the years and have left with a better understanding of hope, love, personal acceptance and growth, said the notice about the lodge. Garden River First Nation said in the notice it will continue to update members in the coming days about the lodge. Our administration staff are also preparing a reopening plan to replenish the traditional medicines used and coordinate the proper sanitation services as required for services to resume.